Tshuva for Rav Yashiv Shlita. Kovet Tshuvas, first volume, Simon Kuf, Nun Tes. Is this just on the on your spot? You can get this on the screen?
No.
No. Okay. Simon Kuf, Nun Tes. Tshuvas, li did nafshi hagoyin agri grossman Shlita. This is Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, who was a choshava, now he's at Tzal, he was a choshava Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. His son is very famous, Yitzchak David Grossman. He's called the disco rabbi, I used to call him. Huh? Ever met him? He's a, ooh. So he's a very and well-known personality. Very charismatic. He spent the Shabbos in my house. Oh. I think 36 years ago when he was first starting in Migdal Emek, I can picture my son wearing his stripe. I thought I know how old it was. My son was two or maybe less. So we know him for a long time, very wonderful. His father, Mahavdal Mechaim, was a very classical rabbi in Yerushalayim, and I think lived in Meir Shorim, near Rabbi Eliyashiv, and he doesn't use his titles. He did nafshi. You will not find these expressions. Rabbi Yashiv was not as careful with every word. You will not find too many people that he writes about them. You did nafsh. Go do a search. See if you yud dalet yud nun. That you did nafshi. You will not find too many of them in his tshuvas, to my knowledge. Al dvar shela benara shenivala ukeis yomedes dinase lebocher ben yeshiva hayem himichuyevas asaper lachos nalkach. No. What disclosure. By the way, before I go any further, I want to tell you that on Thursday, after we said Shia Thursday night, late at night, 11 at night, I got a phone call from a lady whom I have great respect for. And she said that someone out a number of times with a particularly young lady. And the young lady revealed to him that night at the date that she was taking certain pills. To calm it down a little bit, and these are sometimes some sort of associated with depression and bechuli, and they went crazy. The parents went crazy, and there was a tumult. When should this be revealed? So this lady said they have to reveal it after 3 dates, and this young lady revealed it only after more than 3 dates. So I gave her my formula. Well, depends on what the halfway point is. Maybe where you come from, it's only 6 dates you're engaged already, so 3 dates, but maybe with this is when you're more than 6 already. So obviously you don't get engaged in six dates. The kids and immigrants. So I said, think about it, don't jump to conclusions. She called me back an hour later, it's now closer to 12 o'clock, and says that he thinks that she's going to meet her tomorrow and just going to say, I can't deal with it. So my wife was listening to all this, and she says, what's this all about? So I had Rav Sternberg's tshuva. I had it right in front of me. I said, look at this tshuva. Chelik Beisim and Tuf Reish Chav Ches. I guess what we had last week. Where it says that, for a man it's one way, for a woman it's another way. I thought she's going to take umbrage and be insulted as a female. She says, no, she thinks Rav Sternberg is right. My wife's masking to Rav Sternberg. That's... women have a different, especially it says childbirth, she said, she added a little twist. Sternberg said that the stress, that women are going to undergo the stress of childbirth, my wife added, that there are hormonal changes in childbirth, which doesn't exist when it comes to a man. We discussed in our shmooze at the end of the year, if those remember last year, at the end of the year, we had a shmooze the last day about the Shalom Bayis shmooze. So therefore, if it's some depression tendency, it could be Chalil Levachas exacerbated. Okay, so I have a skama to Rav Sternberg's tshuva. Back and in fact, I think unless they changed their mind, they broke it up over this. Look, I said, I told her this lady, it's your right to make that decision. But she had such tightness. Why the young lady waited so long to tell her son about this? When there's so much involved, v'chule. I gave her my formula, and I'm not sure if she was happy or not happy, but. These things happen in real life. You shouldn't think it's a hilchos l'mshicha. We spoke about it on Thursday in Shia. Thursday night, I got a phone call. Okay. Now, what's the shayla? Must she say, could the kaim and kintzah b'cheskas b'sula v'nitzis b'ula Mekko mekach tos legamre. Quote, he quotes of Grossman. Hare yotzei shekola chayim yichyu b'li kiddushin. Do a whole lot, they'll be unmarried. Chas v'cholila, want to live without marriage a whole life. So he goes into the question whether it's really true or not. He quotes the Beis Shmuel, Stratonatosis and Ksubas, I feel we spoke about it last week. And he's, I read it, Rav Yoshev in his fourth paragraph. Me'ad ledas ha-toysus lefi divrei haba ha-Beis Shmuel. Im lo diya la-chosn ha-reyotet shekol ha-chaim yichyu b'li kiddushin. That's Rav Grossman's question. Val zeh himzi katar kvot ha-rosa mozeru trufa. Here's the solution. She'ein b'chlal b'nino didan in yemekach tos. Why not? Shebedover shala olam lo yakir baze, vetia chashuva be'ain of kol yamin kibsula, ain baze tos b'mekach. What does he say in America? What you don't know won't hurt you. He thinks he's going to go to his grave thinking his wife is a psula. Where did Rav Grossman get it from? An up in a tertius and yavamis, daf nun vav. Let's open up. This is the last makarashi. Yavamis nun vav, Rav Grossman. Bucky b'kol ha-shas. As a mafura shetosis. Nun vavam and aleph. Tosfus. Meis, again it's a complex gemara, I'm not going to go into all the details. Meis v'nofla lefne yobam cheresh ocheles. Yim toma amai ocheles, eating truma. V'nechush the simple, we know it's simple, and as we spoke about it before, barichas, it's a mum. Sherei lo bodka, shlo hispik lakon sa'ach in ischarish, he didn't check her out, lo bedoka, right? V'im kein, ain't a zakukalo, in case it's a mum. And later on, another kasha, tepe le mishim simple. Omeri, t'lo chashina le simple, elch sheyochol adover lizgalos, sheyesh simple, v'yu kedushe tos. If it's possible that the man will discover a mum and his wife, you should toss, we have to ask eating truma. Aval hochot in his charesh, and once he's a charesh, he doesn't have the intellectual capacity to discern this mum, doesn't matter. We're not afraid he's going to suddenly get better. But if he doesn't get better, he's not able to discern the mum. So what he won't know won't hurt him. So Rav Grossman Zatzal suggested to Rav Yoshev Shalita that since he will never know that this woman is not a besula, what he won't know won't hurt him. Won't hurt him. In other words, I think it means, I heard the Gemara talking about. The Gemara is different. The Gemara, there was kintza becheskas besula v'nimtzis beula, was a case where they used to get married at a young age, and it was very closed for a besula, and more open for a beula. Today they get married at an older age. A. B. We spoke about this last week. I showed you Shulchan Aruch. That's possible, according to one day, that a bacher who says pesach besula, you put him in cherim, you give him malchus, a chutzpah. You shouldn't know anything about these things. Well, you know about these things. So there, if it's called that sheet, if it's talking about a bocha, he won't know the difference anyway, he'll never know. Those are the svaras, presumably, of Rav Grossman. Very, very nice svaras. Very nice svaras. Ad kan toro dvarv. V'niris is Rav Yoshev, then I need a doma l'raya. Can't compare the two cases. Why? Shem Yeshua sadin, ein mokom lachsho, shem yimotze bo simple. Shrei rov anoshim einen balas mumin. It's a rarity, right? It's a rarity. It's a rarity. Oh, Mishim Truma, they were made an extra chumrah. An extra chumrah. Okay. So Gozuk is an extra chumrah of Truma, he says. Okay. V'eino, next paragraph. V'eino, Raya lefizel, yinu didan, sh'onu borem lo'chiach b'dover shamum kayim, ulefi ashita debemum kozeh v'mekach tos, Utsricha kiddushin acher. What's he saying over here? He's saying that it's not fair to compare two cases. A case in which Rabosai is a possibility of a mum, then we can be more makel if he will never find out about it, as opposed to what is a certainty of this mum over being a ba'ula. That's what he says. I don't know. It's a chiddush. Rabbi Yosef saying a chiddush. I looked up in the Tosfos a Rosh, so you can gain glean. Sometimes when it's a Tosfos, sometimes you look on an extra slight little phrase, which reminds me. Before I proceed, everyone have Mama Koma sheet? Everyone has it? Please take your pen and start adding. Excuse me, I forgot to put on. Please write down the following. On the first line, the very first line, I asked you to see the Tosfos Shalosh, also the Tosfos Arush Shalosh. That's what reminded me. Ed the Tosfos Arush Shalosh. The second line, the Mukhe Yosef is page Hey in the new editions. I didn't have it in my house. I put on Bezim and Bezim. It's Hey in the new editions. And the Mordechai, I'd like you to see Simon Gimel and Simon Tzadi Dalet. Tzadi Dalet is what we call Hagos Mordechai in the same topic. The line which begins Balamor, so it's page Nun Hey in the new editions. And the Shulta Giborim is Nun Dalet in the new editions. And the last line of the paragraph, it's Samaches in the new editions. Just give me where the editions are. And the last line, it was Moshe, Samach Gimel, Samach Dalek, and add Samach Hey for good measure. Okay, so those are a few additions to the sheet. Let's go now to turn to the Tosfos Arush, Anaf Nun Vavim and Aleph. Just adds a little nuance, which may be meaningful. Here we go. Tosfos Arush in the back. Those who have these big gemaras, the old Vahodar, the Tosfos Arush in the back. Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Here we go. Ha the Chayshina the Simpon Hanuk Sheyokol Adavol this Barer Sheish Simpon Vadata Dahachi Lo Kidesh. Hear that phrase. Adata Dahachi Lo Kidesh. So that extra phrase is meaningful. Says a little bit, Rabbi Osai, that even if it was known that there was some kind of a mum, nonetheless, if he never finds out about it, it may not be a problem. It's not a proof positive, but it's an extra phrase which may indicate in that direction. Rabbi Yosef himself, after giving this tachiyah, is still somewhat sympathetic because he quotes the following, Rabbi Osai, very important yourself. It's like this. What about Amukas Eitz? Amukas Eitz is also a Pischa Pasuach. And we pask and it's not a Mekach Tos. He quotes the Prisha. The Prisha in Simon Samach Zayin has Tupshot. The whole of the Drusas Ish Nim Eses. What does that mean? Since she has lived with a man, she is somehow somewhat disgusting to this Bacha. Now, obviously, a man marries a woman who's been married before, Grusha, Amona, he knows that in advance. But since he's marrying a woman who he thinks has never been with a man, somehow at some level of mius. Says Rabbi Yosef, Ulefizeh, B'mikash lo yivoda lo liolam, Ein mius? There's no mius. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, even though generally speaking, if it's a mum, you have no right to hide it, and even if it's never discovered, nonetheless, it's considered to be a mum, and his raya from Daf Nun Vav is not a good raya. But in this particular case, where the entire reason that it is a mum is only because it's somehow there's some kind of a mius, if you never find out, there's no mius, there's no problem. But then he says, there's another reason in the Prisha. What's the second reason in the Prisha? I read you his words. The whole of Tama Tambia, the Ein Kola, its balls shoving, etc. Dovazelo toli biyadiyah. He's speaking in the lashon of the Chachamim and the Gemara, a sugya of Rav Machmas Tashma. He uses this expression. What it means is as follows: this woman, she lived with a boyfriend. Okay, fine. She lived with him even once or a few times. On that, she broke up with a boyfriend, and then she was a teenager. She didn't know what she was doing. She was 16. And now she's 22, she became frum again, and Baruch Hashem, she's going to be back to her Isha Tzedekas Mamish. And now she's going to get married, and she's going to live with her husband. So the husband, so the reason why maybe a Mekach Tos is because since Ein Kolets Bos, that's a euphemism for the male organ, Shovin, so therefore maybe she's going to, and the Gemara does have an expression of this, nature. That if a man and a woman marry and they're both a second marriage, it's an expression of Arba Deus Bemita, something along those lines. That each one is comparing this new wife or new husband to a previous experience in intimacy. So therefore, the guy will say, if I'm the only man she knows, so I am. There's no basis for comparison. So live happily, may have had some shalom. But what happens if, for whatever reason, the boyfriend gave her more physical satisfaction than I can give her? So therefore, I'm only a second rate. It's going to have impact on the marriage. So therefore, Abba Yosef says, and that's the case, then this quote-unquote mum of her being a ba'ula may apply even if he never finds out about it. I'm not so sure it's true. If he in his mind conjures up that she is comparing him to some other boyfriend she had 5 years ago, then it's going to impact the marriage. But she's smart enough to never open her mouth. He's going to go to his grave never knowing she had a boyfriend, and his boyfriend had gave her greater satisfaction. They're going to say a word. Then from his perspective, so the marriage is 100% a good marriage. In the back of her mind, she has this comparison. But as long as she never tells him, maybe it's talking out of him. I don't know. It's a hard call over here. But Yosef thinks, well, if he would know that his whole life is living with his wife and he's only rated number two, so then it would have bothered him. Maybe not, if he never finds out. That's a tough psychological question. I can't figure this one out, frankly. That's what Yosef is saying. It's not so mukhrach. Yes?
I'm not so clear how this is different from a mum that he doesn't let her know about, that she doesn't find out about.
A mum that he has, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah? So a mum that he has that she doesn't find out about it would be the same, according to Rabbi Grossman, Zichron Levrach, would be the same thing. If she never finds out about it, so maybe it's not going to be a problem. Again, I'm not discussing an objective mum. The guy is sick. The guy is sick, he can't do that for anything. First of all, you all know, he may find out when the person, you know, is taking pills. If he takes the pills, he's sick, he may get sicker. I don't want a case where he can be fairly certain he'll never find out. Okay? It's tricky to know even when you're in that category. Okay. Now, Ula mitam acher tzricha lodia lachos. Even if it's not kiddushei tos for a variety of reasons. The Beis Shmuel's tranatosis is wrong. Or to be passed against the tosis. Or it's not a mekachtos for the reason that Rav Grossman gave. And one side of the priesthood, second side of the priesthood, forget, let's say it's not kiddushei tos. Still, she has to tell him. You know why? Sherei min adin ein lo ksuba. Kinsu v'cheskes besula v'nitzes v'ula. Mekachtos to gamay mash, she's not entitled to any ksuba. We saw that in Shulchan Aruch, we read it last week in the Shir. Okay. V'aksuba shukosev lo ein lo ze'erech. Has no value because it's no good. Nimtza shem chayim b'li ksuba, they're living their whole life without a ksuba, Rabosai, without a ksuba. And he found it in the Ein Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan. This exact case, guy married a psula and the Baal didn't know. Then it turns out that she was mezana before the nisuin. Must I tell the Baal? Says Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan, yup. Shema Isa Shem Chayim Bali Kiddushin. That's not much of a chashash because of the Beis Shmuel pasuk, the Beis Shmuel. But it's a different Isa Rabbanan Bevadai. Should ha kinsa becheskes besula venimtzis beula ein lo ksuba. Very also lishon simishta bali ksuba ubilas ubilas nus. There's an expression in the Gemara Mesechta Ksubas. One second. I'm going to read the Gemara. I'm going to read the Mishnah really Mesechta Ksubas. The Mishnah Mesechta Ksubas says as follows. Very important Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechta Ksubis in Daf Nun Dal and Amud Beis, Kol Apoches the Psula Mimasayim Ul Almona Mimona Harezu Bila Znus. Doesn't mean Znus Mamish, but it's considered to be an inappropriate beer. You know why? Kala Bein of Lotzia. She has no security in the marriage. So says Rav Yitzchok Chanan, this kind of case, the Ksuba is no good, and therefore it's only the Rabbanon. But still, you should be a whole question. You have to be mafresh me isa shogeg the rabbanon. A whole story. This is where Rabbi Yosef says in Simon Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Nun Tes. So I wanted to say two things. Yes.
I'm a little bit confused about, even though you're saying that it won't be like this moon will be revealed, but a mechatos is a mechatos, meaning like if I go out and I buy a car, I don't know anything about cars, and this guy sells me a car, and to me, for all I know, it works just fine. And then I find out later that, like, you know, I have a friend that's a mechanic and tells me, you know, oh, there's this that's wrong with it. Even though I wouldn't have found out about it, it's a mechatos.
But you did find out about it. If you would never have found.
We're talking about cases where, meaning, as long
if
as
the, if the if the chassar is in the motor of the car, it's always mechatos, because a chassar in the motor could have an impact down the road. Let's say, I don't know, there's a scratch somewhere in the inside, they covered it up with some tin paint, and no one's ever found out about it. So it's a big deal.
No, but meaning, yeah, but that's like a small deal, but I'm over in this case.
Well, this also, it's a baby.
We're talking about, like, this is actually a case where the person, if he would have known about it, that, like, he would have, right? He would have.
Maybe he wouldn't have been, yeah, but he'll never find out. That's what Tosis suggests on Afnan Vav. I hear your point. What's your question, sir?
Can she be mochel on the Shuva?
Oh, very good. We'll come to that in a second. Yes, sir.
Hey, what was the difference? The
difference
between the Tosfos case by
Simfon
and
Rabbi Yoshev says, enough Nunvav and Tosfos and Yevamos Nunvav, it's only a possibility of there being a mum. We don't know of any mum. It's a possibility, since he didn't check her out, it's going to be a Yashav with the Truma, and he won't be able to check her out. But here is the certainty.
She knows, meaning? She knows for certain, that's different.
Yeah, she knows for certain.
In the case of mum, she doesn't necessarily know that.
Right. So she doesn't know exactly. Kitzer. That's his distinction. Does it really hold? I do not know for sure. But let's go now and see, Rabbi Osai, what we have to talk about more with the issue of the. Before I open the Shulchan Aruch, so there's a tshuva in Shuvah Sfan Hagas. Last week we read, this is Chelek Beis. Last week we read, it was Simon with the pills. It was Simon Tov, Reish, Chav, Dalet. Now Tov, Reish, Chav, Ches. Four tshuvas later. Mishtadech im balas tshuva, im chayav lishol lelevarim zinso. What did I tell you last week? Don't ask, don't tell. So Rav Sternbach writes as follows. Is this false? He wants, ain't any raw mocha, she have no million, there's nothing wrong with marrying her. Velishol oso levaisho. That's going to embarrass her. Avshav b'lavochi choshev lisan. He's going to marry her anyway. L'dat the aim is at toelas. V'gam mevayish bas Yisrael. You're embarrassing a Jewish girl. Don't you dare ask her. That's assuming he's going to marry her anyway. On the other hand, him inyan zek hovei etzlo, and he considers into the amekach tos. Avada tzorok levara biru gomel shem mishpachto etzlo as hamatzav. What do I think? Should it be a market? You want my advice? Then I take off my rabbi hat, put it on my advisor hat? His answer is as follows. If Tikna Pritzusa, she's now Tsanua, you should marry her. You should marry her. Anyway, he says as follows. She's a fakert, tremendous balas tshuva. It's a mile to be a balas tshuva. V'ein lo lidrosh v'lachar ala ovar. Shayla Bazak call to Ellis. I would swivel the right, Psula Bula. Abosai. Seems to me, if she's a Balas Shuv, as I told you last time, he has to assume that she's a Bula. the overwhelming majority of. I'm talking about they became a Balas Shuv later in life, right? So she's a known, but they forgive the expression, a BT. We don't call the girl that we spoke about before, that unfortunately she was living with a boyfriend when she was 17, and then she had charot, and now she's 21, and a complete tzedekus. We don't call it. We call her an FFB. And she made a big mistake, and she's really a BT. Because she made a mistake, which she should have known better, and she just caused her a tshuva. The other person who was born into a non-observant home, that's maybe, I don't want to use the word FFB, but BT is probably a bad Rosh HaTevis. She didn't know any better. Maybe she said BT, we should call her TS, Tinoka Shanishbeis. I don't know whatever you want. A lot of Rosh HaTevis here. She didn't know any better. So So Rav Sternberg says, what do you expect? Just don't ask and don't tell. So he basically agrees with what I'm saying. That's in the case, this case. He's not discussing a case of that I'm talking about, where she's assumed to be a besul because she comes from home. Oh, so Rav Yoshev says that Rav Yitzchak Chodan says the problem is not so much from Bekach Tos. No, the problem is the ksum. To the respect of the ksum, Rav also have the following things to say. Number one, Ramah, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, open it up. Simin Samech Vav Sif Gimel. Ayin, like the end of Sif Gimel, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, look inside. Ayin lekamon Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin. The B'mokam Hashem B'garshin Rak Meriton Isha. Ein Tzorech Lichtov Ksum. Who knows the case? Who knows? Maybe a Boki Baal Peh, the Wolf Shulchan Aruch, Avin Ezra. Kuf Ayin Zayin is about the case of Ones. We read it last Shabbos. Who was in Shul that? Not yesterday. Last Shabbos. Who was in Shul last Shabbos? Who remembers what they read last Shabbos? I hope you remember the parasha. Kiseite. Remember what they read about? So among the things they read about, someone who was Ma'anis and Anara Basula, what does it say there? V'lo siel isha, lo yuchal shalcha kol yomov. He's not allowed to divorce her his whole life, says the Gemara in Ksubis and Shulchanor Kufay and Zayim. No need for a Ksuba. Why not? What's the purpose of the Ksuba? Shalotei what? Come on. Kala Beinov, Lotzia, here he can't. He's a Doraisa to divorce her. Then Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ayin Zayin says the Ramah. So the Mokom Shein Begash and Rak Mirtzon Aisha. Why? Why nowadays in New York City you cannot divorce a woman against her will? What's it called? Well, who asked it? Chen Rabbeinu Gershim. Ein Tzorich Lichto Ksuba. Look in Simon Kuf Yutes. You don't even need it. Alright, so I wanted to suggest. That means you shouldn't just walk. We'll stop the content of ksubas nowadays. Nah. But here where there is a ksuba. Except the ksuba, you and I know the ksuba is flawed because kintzav becheskas pula and sizvula. Megachtos, the gami mashma, maybe you can rely on the ikar adin. That's taina number one to offset somewhat the issue raised by Rabbi Yitzchak Chonon and Rabbi Yoshev. Issue number two. Rabbi Osa had there was once a case, a mistake was made at Tor B'dvar Mishnah. Tor B'dvar Mishnah. Mistakes happen. I make so many mistakes. Listen to this one. A Mishnah Ksuba Sav Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Enough from the Mishnah. Hagiyores Vashvuya Vashivcha. Sheniftu Vashinizgayer Vashinishtachru. Pchusos Mibnos Sholoshon of Yomechot. Ksubosim Messiah. The ancient Tainus Psul. It was a case of a Giyores, Rabbi Osai, who was adopted at birth. Now, you have to put in the Ksuba Giyurta, and the reason is based on the sugya in Masechta Yevamos. Yes, the Masechta Yevamos, a Giyores, as we shall see later on, we learn the sugyas in later on in Masechta Yevamos. A Giyores is Asura Lekoyen. A Giyores is Asura Lekoyen. It's a Mefurash Gemara in Masechta Yevamos and Afsamach Aleph from the base. There's a whole discussion exactly. What is what the Torah calls a zona? The Kohen may not marry a zona. A whole discussion what it means. So one of the says is what is it? Giyores. A Giyores. And before that's how we pass like the Chachamim. That a Giyores is in the category of a zona. So Machlokas HaTanoim. What about in the case when she was Mizgayer less than the age of 3? We pass in La Halacha. That even if she's a guy less than the age of 3, she's Asura Lekoyim. So you have to put in Giyurtada. If you put in Besultada, can't do that because it can lead to a Michshol. She becomes a widow years later. She wants to marry a Kohen. And says, of course, she would have said Besultada and they're going to first Ksuba. It's not really true. Okay, fine. But normally when you write Giyurtada for Giyores or Matrachtada for a Grusha or Armaltada for an Almana or Bu'ulta or Itzada for a woman who is not a Besultada. So you had a lower amount of money. So because they wrote in this Ksuba Giyurtada, because she was a Giyores, they put in the lower amount of money. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that like Yoris, the Shinnis guy less than 3 years old, as in this case, is entitled to the highest sum of money. So now we're in big trouble. We saw in the Mishnah of Nadal and Mebez and Mesef Luxubus. Kol HaPoiches Libsulami Masayim and Almona Mimona is the Bilas Nus Gvalt. So on the one hand, we have the Rambam to rely upon. The Simon Samach Vav Sim Gimel already did it. It's so many years they're married, you start training with the Ksuba. But as I thought of this in a different reason. I asked Rav Zalman Nechemi once, he was masking. Our Ksubas have more than one part. There's a Ksuba, which is a small amount of money, the Ksuba. It's only Masayim Zuz is 10 times pinyon, a bend, a few hundred dollars, that's all it is. But our standing Ksubas also have what we call Tosevas Ksuba. We learned about it a little bit. Did you lose Tosevas? Not. It came up in the Sugunya. In Ksubas, Avkuf, it came up in our previous discussion, the Chalkas Mechokek, etc. Tosevas Ksuba is measured in Zakukin, some kind of a Polish coin, which whatever it's worth, it's much more than the Zuz. Zuzim is hundreds of dollars, and Zakukin is thousands of dollars, without putting in the exact number, depends on the value of silver. Silver goes up, fluctuates up and down. Okay? But that's so I told him, Zalman Nechem, but what happens if they wrote a standard Ksuba, and the Tosevus Ksuba is more than the Messiah, much more than the Messiah? So he said, he thinks it's correct. As long as the Tosevus Ksuba, it has been no problem of Kol HaPoiches Migiyores Poiches Migimel Shonim. Less than what? Less than Messiah, you only put down Meir, doesn't matter. You added. True, the Tosevus of a Gioris is also less. It's Chamishim Zukukim. But even the Chamishim Zukukim is also a tremendous sum, much, much more than the Masayim Zuz. So he was masking to that Yisov. If that's the case, Rebbe Osai, we discussed just last week in the Chelkas Mechokek over here, in Simen Samach Zayit, Sivkotan Hey, and Simen Samach Ches, Sivkotan Yud Gimel, that in this case, Rebbe Osai, even if Kintze Becheskes Besula Benimtzes Beula, there's no Ksuba, but there's Tosefes Ksuba. If there's Tosefes Ksuba, at least in the case where she didn't fool him explicitly, she just didn't know about it, we saw it in the Chalkos B'chokek, so she has a Tosefes Ksuba, so then there's no problem of the Ksuba being less than, and she has no Ksuba. What do we see the Shulchan Aruch said? Let's look again, those have the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Samach Zayin. Just to see it again, those who have. Simon Samach Zayin. Sif. Hey. Kintze Becheskes Besula. And this is Bula. Afilu Mana Einlo. Right? She doesn't even have the mana. So the Chelkas Mechokek says, yes, Afilu Mana Einlo. But he says that there is Tosefes Ksuba. Right? If it's hit also Beferish, then it would be maybe no Tosefes Ksuba. But here, Hachalo Hikibosh, he just didn't know about it. So there is Tosefes Ksuba, Mefurash HaChelkos Mechokei. So if you have Tosefes Ksuba, then the problem of Yisrael Chonin and Rambel Yashin maybe is alleviated. So I want to suggest. Chidushim defloim and aroim. So I want to maybe it can be a little bit more makel for his kintze becheskes besula and nisibula, not to tell him on this basis. Okay. Fine. Rabosai, with this we conclude what should have been Thursday Shia. And now we begin today Shia. Yes. Oh, very good. Okay, I forgot about that. Why are we afraid that she's going to rip him off? She's going to rip him off. She's going to take away money, which is she's not entitled to. It's an excellent, excellent question. Excellent question. Yep. Excellent question. So the answer to this question is as follows. The answer is that nowadays, I think I mentioned this on Thursday, the ksuba is not collected. 90%+ of cases is not collected, and she can accept upon herself. If you ask, she's asking your rav, listen, if it ever happens, death or divorce, don't ask for the ksuba. Okay, that it takes care of that problem. So now both sides we're beginning what was supposed to be started on the beginning of this year, which is the correspondence, the two long tshuvas written by Rabbi Gartner Shalita in this case that we're describing. In the first case, he doesn't give you the name. This is being written Elul Tovshin Samach Beis. That's almost 2 years later. Did I read it? Did I ever read it at the beginning of this tshuva? No. Listen to this. Uchashana hakach nodoloshek kazech. I thought I read it, no? Didn't I read it? He first he's stealing from his sister-in-law's father-in-law. And then he's Roya Zainus. They want to have Kiddush Etos. I'm going to give you a brief summation, Rabbi Osai. First of today, we'll focus ourselves completely on these two tshuvas. This is written, the first Madura, Elul Tovshin Samach Beis. I have a second Madura, Kislev Tovshin Samach Gimel. Rabbi Gardner, for those who don't know who he is, he's the author of the Sefer Kfiya Beget. He's a major Talmud Chacham, an American individual who's been living in Yerushalayim for many, many years. And he's a... He starts off in Sivkot and Aleph of the first Shuvah. I'm just giving you Sivkot as he goes, so those who want to look it up later, I'll try to give some page numbers as well. He quotes, I think I mentioned this to you last time also, the Or Zeruah quotes Rabbeinu Simcha. What does Rabbeinu Simcha say as quoted by the Or Zeruah? A person got married, and a woman, and found out the husband is blind in both eyes. Kiddush Etos saying, even though there's no tonight, so you see klar that the possibility of a Kiddush Etos in a woman and the husband exists, contrary to those who say impossible, because Tavla Meis of Tavla Meis of Ali. The Mefurash Rabbeinu Simcha, who says this possibility exists. The Gemara asked Tavla Meis of, the Gemara in the Ksubas Ayin Hay we saw last week, and perhaps even the week before, and he quotes the Marashal that we saw in Shir, the Chokma Shlomo. And he's bothered by the kasha that we were bothered by. What does it mean? He was miskasher. He tied himself up so that he's going to give her a get. It doesn't help. We have to release him from that tie. Right? So he answers, shot in the Marashal is, that the Marashal holds when it comes to knas machmas atzmo, a self-imposed fine, that it does not render the get given in its shadow to be a get me'usa. If somebody else, a judge, finds me, it's a big problem in the get law and things of this nature, or somebody else threatens to take my money away, then it may be a get me'usa. But over here, where it's a self-imposed fine, perhaps in that kind of a situation, the Marashal holds, it's no problem whatsoever. That's what he suggests. It's true, in Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet, Sif Dalit, this is for those who want to look it up later, this is on page 3. It's still Sifkot and Aleph of this lengthy tshuva. On page 3, there is a dispute in Kuf Lamed Dalet Dalet, and the Ramah says, Lechatchila, we shouldn't do such a thing. So he says as follows, he holds like Daradeya, the Kibbutz Knas Al Atzmo, Legaresh, Haget Kosher. And that's all. So he is worried about the problem. Rabbi Reis didn't understand what to do with it because the halacha lemaaseh we try not to rely on a get given with knas machmas atzmo, but the Marashal himself held it was okay, or maybe even it's worse because he fooled her. Quotes here from the you have to look up in Yeshurun, which is an annual publication that comes out twice a year, and Tes Elul Tovshin Samach Aleph. That's exactly a year before he wrote the tshuva. Where apparently, if you look there on page Tof Reish Pei, footnote 46, a lot of pages, you'll see that this, he quotes from Rav Zonenfelder of Rav Yerushalayim, to this effect. If he fooled her, then Knas Machmas Atzmo, even others would perhaps agree that it works. Fine. No. Then he goes to Sivkot and Beis and claims that the Ramah argues with Rabbeinu Simcha. Why so? It's the Ramah we spoke about in Shir. Take a look, if you will, if you have those who the Gemara's Ksubas, I assume we don't have anymore. We read this in the Ran Ksubas on the Mishnah. But we still have a Beis Shmuel, for those who have the Shulchan Aruch with them, in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet. This we already saw once before in Shir. We'll see it again. In Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, those who have it, should open up, please. Kuf Nun Dalet, the Beis Shmuel, Sifkotten, Beis. In Kuf Nun Dalet Sifkot and Beis, the Beis Shmuel is discussing a mum and the husband, a mum and the wife, and he makes a comparison between the two of them, which some don't like, because they say when it comes to a man, there's no such thing as a mum. But the sad fact is, when he does make the comparison, what does he say? The Ramah ain't kofen al mumin Afilu hoyu v'lohoyse yodas. But the Ramah would say you cannot force a get in a situation of this nature. So therefore, the Ramah must argue against the Rabbeinu Simcha. So he says. And even those who say it's kofen lagarish, but no one is saying it's a mekach tos. You may recall we spoke that it's maybe only true a moon which is there after the Nisuin, not after the Erisin, so we knocked off this Raya somewhat. Fine. So this is what he says in the beginning of the Tshuva. It's not really that new to us. The new stuff begins on page 16. Okay, page 16 of this Tshuva. I'm not sure if I have it all in front of me. I mean, what I have here. Let's see. This is what he writes on page 16. It's called Sivkotan Zion. He says, look, the fellow we found out now went to Zonos in his youth, and it continues to this very day. And what changed? AIDS. AIDS. That's what changed. AIDS. In other words, what he's saying is as follows. There are many, unfortunately, the idea of going to a Zona is not a new thing, Rabbi Sai. If you look at Chumash, Parshas Vayeshev, Ayeya Kadesha, Yibayinayim, there were Kadeshas already in biblical times, right? They joke, it's one of the oldest professions. I mean, Chumash is something that makes you a joke, but that's the reality. So what changed? We never said if a guy went to a Zohar in his youth that it's going to be Kedusha Tov. No, AIDS. AIDS is fatal. And the claim was made that this guy, since he went to Zionist, if he doesn't have AIDS yet, he's certainly going to get it sooner or later, and he's going to die of Misa Mishuna, and it's very contagious, and it should even make an Isa Yichud. But someone who has AIDS, like Rabbi Muka Shchin, is an Isa Yichud, and the Ksubas of Ayin Zion of a base, and it's much worse than Shchin, because Shchin, only the Tashmish, is dangerous. But here, through various other ways, such as the roke, the spit, and other things of this nature, could cause contagious AIDS, and therefore even to go near him should be disallowed and should be kiddushei tos. What happens if he hadn't caught AIDS yet at the time of the wedding? Can you say it's Kiddush HaTos? It didn't even happen at the time of the wedding. Nope. It might still be Kiddush HaTos, argues Rabbi Gardner. And this is, you'll find on the next page, 17 and 18, for those who want to look it up later on. Why? Based on a sugim b'masechta b'babasra, tzadi beis amid beis. A guy sold a slave, and it turns out he's a listim mizuyon. He's an armed robber. An armed robber. You say, I'm sorry, Charlie, Harei Shechol Afanecha, this sale is invalid. The Rashbam explains, he's a typical armed robber, is a Horeg Nefoshos, V'sofo Lehoreg. I'm selling you a slave who is destined to be killed by the authorities because he's an armed robber and he holds people up. Aye, maybe he'll do tshuva. No, it's called the Gavra Katila, based on Rashi Avodah Zorah Yud Zayin. We spoke about it. Ramumor Kol Bo'el Lo Yeshuvun, and therefore, Rabbi Osai, this guy, presumably, Rav Gartner assumes that Znus is like Minus. Those who get involved in Znus. That's in Madura Kama. El Tovshin Samach Beis. Alright? I gave you a summation of the critical part at the end of the Tshuva. Yes, sir?
I don't understand how he makes the comparison to Myron Baba, the guy is an armed robber now. I mean, he's going to Zonos now, but that's not what she's taking issue. She's taking issue with the fact that he's going to be, she says he's going to get AIDS.
Well, yeah, this, I want to tell you, the girl never thought of this idea. This was thought of by these rabbis. She had other problems, but they were the ones who suggested the AIDS idea. I'm just letting you know. Okay.
But I don't understand how it's a comparison.
Okay, we'll see soon. This is in the first Madura, Elotosh and Samach Beis. Madura Basra, Madura Tinyana, was written in Kislev, Toshin Samach Gimel, which gives it the names. I'm not going to repeat them here, but those of you, it's not a secret. I think I told you that this, according to Rabbi Landesman from Muncie, the fellow extracted from the girl and her family between $2 and $3 million for the get, and he insisted that the get be given only in Switzerland. So he put it right into his bank account in Switzerland, and he shouldn't be arrested by the authorities. Talk about extortion. I mean, with a capital E. And not just a capital E, like E, you know, you ever see in the R charts? What's the first letter on top? E, right? The biggest letter on E. It's like 10 capital letters E for extortion. Unbelievable. As he says, the most money paid for gets since Matan Torah. Okay? Anyway, he gives you the names, they're right here. They're right here in front of you. And I had a connection to the girl. The girl that was my daughter knew this girl. And they paid all that fortune and money. And Baruch Hashem, she rebuilt her life. She remarried, Baruch Hashem. So thank God she is rehabilitated, but it came at a price. I would say a hefty price. But okay. So they tell you the story. They got married in Cheshvan, Tavshin, Samachal. The same question. So he starts with it's a different Madura. He writes differently. He writes over here in Sivkot and Aleph, page 3, he quotes the Beis Halevi, which we spent time on. Here in footnote 3, this is for the sake of your of those who want to chaz some of the things we spoke about, he quotes the Beis Halevi, and he's bothered by the question which bothered me, and it bothered the Beis Halevi too, which is the Lashon of the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama. Masechta Baba Kama, the Gemara, if you recall, on Daf Kuf Yud, says that a woman who her husband has a brother who's a mukashchin, so the Gemara has the following shaila. This is the lashon of the Gemara. Yevama shenaf le mukashchin tevig b'lo chalitza tadati dahachi lo kitcha atzma. Right? Remember Rav Moshe's tshuva? That they remember that wild story where they're from Bukharia, where he said that the girl would have certainly didn't know that the communist brother was had caught. Remember that one? We read it by Riches. I showed it to you twice, I think. I happened to borrow a sefer of a Shabbos called Chalitza Kilchosa, written by a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And in the footnote he says, I saw a quote, Chidush Pele. In Rav Moshe, he quotes this tshuva. It is I thought it was a pella, but I didn't have the guts to say it so loud. Now he says it's a chidush pella. Back to us. So he says over here, why? Aladi lochel okitcha atzma. Answer the Gemara. Hosam anan sani demenach nichol abekoldu tavla mesim etc. I asked the kasha, who needed anan sani? You don't need an anan sani. Fakert, in order to undo the marriage, read an Anan Sadi that she doesn't want it. If you have no Anan Sadi in either direction, she is married. So why does the Gemara say, in order to explain why she's married, Anan Sadi, she's not Nicha called the Tavla Mason? If there's no Anan Sadi, she's married. This bothered me. It also bothered the late Beis Halevi. He gave a teretz, which is, his teretz is that, look, since nothing was said, no Tanai was made, then, if we don't know, either way, we have a right to use the expression Anan Sadi, because Dvarim Shebalei Beinim Dvarim. It's not a simple interpretation. And so Rabbi Gartner Shalita here in footnote 3 is brought by the same Kasha. Ela Shabbos, I'll read it to his Lashon. Ela Shabbos Alevi. Hetik es kavonas hagemor ledover acher. Nice phrase. He moved the pshat to a different pshat. He didn't tell you what it is, but we know what it is. We read it together in Shir. You all have copies of it. But the Tashbates, who he quotes earlier, in Chelik Aleph, Sof Siman Pei Dalet, He says as follows. Quotes it, Baba Kama Kufir Amid Beis. Anan started to behold the Nichola. Okay? Haridava Shabierva Miskayim Umdan Data, the Anan Sadi. He seems to have taken the Gemara literally. And he quotes the Tosfos in Ksubas Mem Zayin that was also on the Maamar Komus. Hosam Anan Sade, the Baal so suffered a road to the Konings. You get an impression that the only way to make it a good marriage is if Anan Tade that you would want to go in, whereas he doesn't really, you should have been differently. And he quotes others who hold say differently. I'm just giving it to you as a piece of understanding to this footnote 3 in this tshuva. But now much more important, Rabbi Osai, he goes into Rabbi Moshe. This is in Sifkot and Beis, it's page 9. I'm skipping this whole thing as many pages. I'm trying to cover as much as I can today. It goes 20-something pages. We're jumping to page 9. We're getting there. What's 9? That's pretty far ahead. We're up to 9 already. And he quotes Rabbi Moshe that we had spoken about a little bit. We never got to quite finish. I said it to you about Peh. I'm not sure we ever read it in Shir together. This is Rav Moshe's famous tshuva about the person, the man had no gvuras anoshin. And Rav Moshe wanted to say that you don't need a get. So Rav Moshe writes over here in Simon Ayin Tes, Anaf Dalit. I'm not sure if we got this far. Anaf Dalit. Writes as follows, like this. So Rabbi Natan said that an analyst, we're still officially in that base, we're going to say. We're jumping from base to Yud base. That's okay. But now we're still officially in that base. So Tosis in that base discusses whether the analyst requires a get, doesn't require a get. They're abundant, they're all story. Analyst v'chadome, she'mumen be'isha, she'kevan she'yocho le'garisha b'al-karcha, yesh v'stapik she'mekitcha b'chol ofen, uch she'nisa u'bola, Vada kitchen b'chol ofan aliba derav, and Rava says mishum sofik. Al b'mumah she'en b'bal she'en b'yodo lizgarish im tisratu b'kiddushin ein l'stab b'klal to vada afra b'en etam la m'stab b'klal she'tisratu l'muka shchin ulimi she'en yochol livol, because she can't get out, there's no way out of this. How did Rav Moshe know this huge chiddush? It's a huge chiddush. V'raya gadol l'chiluk zeh. Rashi holds in Gittin Mem Vav. We spoke about this Rashi. An idolist requires a get. Bekinsa midoraisa. Shemein odom osi bilas abilas no. Subol Hashem kiddushin. Yeah. How can that be? The Rashi Baba Kama. Why do we say it's kiddushin? The menach nichalo liskadesh lerishon sheu shalem, and the Beis Halevi explained from Rashi: if she married the guy who was himself a mukashchin, Rashi would say it's kiddush etos, no need for a get. How do you reconcile Rashi and Baba Kama with Rashi and Gittin? The answer is Rashi and Gittin chasar on the woman, islandess, and since he can always get out with a get whenever he pleases, so he puts himself into the suffix, and their marriage would require a get. But over here, it's a chassan of the man, where she can't get out on her own. We know so many women who are stuck, she's got to pay $2 million to get out. So therefore, since she can't get out, so therefore she never would want to marry him. A raya gadola from Rashi. From Rashi. And he goes further than that. He goes into, I mentioned this already, last Sunday we already had this, if you recall. Last Sunday we gave a shiur, it was September 11th. We gave a shiur across the street about the gunashis, and I told you that Rav Moshe in his very tshuva talks about mayim she'en lehem sof. Believe it or not, talks about mayim she'en lehem sof. He says, you know, the reason why chachamim were machmir in mayim she'en lehem sof is because it's a miyut ha-matzui. But over here, Rav Osai, it's a miyut she'en ha-matzui, and therefore Chazal never made a gzera to require a get. Wow. Now, it's interesting, and this is he quotes all this on page 9 of his tshuva, and he said, this svara itself, that a woman, you have to be more careful, she wouldn't want to get married, the Noda Behuda suggests so, and the Marshal suggests so, as we saw the Marshal inside. Okay? I'm just letting you know that this is all found on page 9, and here on page 10, okay, he goes back and forth with the question of islandness. What kind of islandness is this in Rashi and Gittin Mevav? Vadai or Suffolk? So Tosis assumes it's talking about a Suffolk case. In which case, Rabbi Osai, he says, Yesha Tmoa Arias Igris Moshe half flavor felon. Because it's only a Suffolk. But then he quotes a Rashba. That the Rashba says in Gittin Memvav, it's talking about an islandess which is Vadai. So he says, but Kitzer goes, I'm just giving you another. He goes back and forth whether this Raya is a good Raya or not a good Raya, etc., etc. So it must be, Rabbo says as follows, that it's a Mum Godol. A Mum Katan, you require a Tanai. No Tanai, it's not bottled at all. We're talking about here a Mum Godol. And a Mum Godol, we doesn't even require a Tanai. Then what? So apparently, in the olden days, she would rely on the fact that she can always force him to divorce her. Either according to the Marashal said Upshad, where he tied himself up to divorce her, or, as he puts it on page 11, in the olden days it was Koach Bezdin Yofer. The Bezdin was able to enforce a Kfiya Beget whenever it was appropriate. However, Bezman Azeh, when Bezdin does not have the ability to do so, then the woman would never get herself involved in such a case. That's why the Rav Moshe quotes the Marashal. Even though the Marashal seemed to say the opposite, no, it means the Marashal is what he calls Muskul Rishon. Ad Kan, Rabosai, page 10 and 11. 9, 10, 11. Now we come, Halacha L'maisa, to what he calls Sifkot and Gimel. And now we're going to get personal here. Because now, I'm quoted. I'm called the Rav Shlita. My name is not mentioned here. I'm not ashamed of anything. I'm saying it on the tape. I'm not ashamed of anything I said in here. And nor is the person who's quoted. He quotes that, okay, what are the facts about AIDS? We should never know from these things. But what are the facts about AIDS? He says, what was the meaning? There's a meeting with the doctor. He refers to the doctor as Dr. Aleph Gimel. He's an expert in infectious diseases. And then he said, we had a meeting. He's 25 years in the field then already. This is Tavshin Samach Gimel. With Machlos Medabkos, infectious diseases, that AIDS is one of the main, right? I'm not sure if maybe he got to a higher level. Now, anyone know who Dr. Aleph Gimel is? Did I tell you? So I'll tell you. The doctor is not afraid. This is what he's. Excuse me. His name is Dr. Aaron Glatt. Aaron Glatt. Some of you know him from Woodmere. No one's here from Woodmere. How can it be a shiur with no one from Woodmere in it? It's impossible. Someone's better than someone from Teaneck. No one from Woodman this year? No one from Five Towns? Where are you from?
Cedars.
So you never heard of Rabbi Dr. Glatt?
I haven't been there my whole life.
Okay. He's one of the, aside from being a Gevaldige doctor, he's also an assistant rabbi. In two shuls. A very chosh of a Talmud of mine. Somebody may name his son. His son is now in Yishneel Chesky. No, his son Chesky, his second son. His older son, Ephraim, got smicha from my yeshiva. A very chosh of a person. So now there's a summation of what Dr. Glatt Shlita says. He gives him a Nero Yoro. I'll give him a Shlita. Why not? Okay. So I got a Shlita. Why shouldn't he get a Shlita? Okay. So he says as follows. I'm giving you a brief summary of what's printed over here on the next five pages, 12 till 17. Number one. Is it really true that the guy who hanged out with a zayna is going to get AIDS? Who said so? Who said it's true? He says the chance of getting AIDS in a particular one single tashmish with a zayna who has AIDS, it depends on how serious her illness is. It varies between 1 in 1,000 and 1 in 10,000. That's all. any particular act of tashmish, one in 1,000 to one in 10,000. Now, of course, you can, it's Russian roulette. Maybe you have Magic Johnson? Okay, I'm not going into that right now. So, ever heard of him? He was the best ball player in the NBA until he came down with AIDS. And he said, man, they thought maybe he was gay. Ain't no gay. He got it this way. So at least I assume he's telling the truth. So he was one of the unfortunate fellows. He played, you know, I guess, maybe he had more than 1,000 or 10,000 beers. So maybe the law of averages kind of caught up with him. That's certainly possible. But he got it. But it's a very rare thing. One in 1,000 or one in 10,000. Okay, that's as far as this guy getting it from the Zoyna that he used to frequent, or Zoynois used to frequent. Number one. Number two, Rov Chole Aids, if they take medicines nowadays, they're cured until the disease is undetectable. And the disease is undetectable, it's almost impossible for it to be transferred to the partner, even from male to female. In his writings here, we asked him, what's the chance of it going from male to female? He refused to give a statistic. It depends on so many variables. I pinned him down on the phone last week. I said, come on, just tell me. What? I can't tell you. But out there, they're saying that in a single act of what they call unprotected sex, the chance that the guy has AIDS and what's the chance of the girl getting it? Again, there's so many variables, but he says between 1 in 250 and 1 in 500. Obviously, it's much, much more in that direction than in the other direction, which we understand even on a logical sense, it makes sense. That's the number he gave it. Again, it depends. He's only quoting outside. He didn't want to be held to the statistics himself on this one because there are too many variables. But when we asked him this question back in 2002, wouldn't he give me a number? So now it's 9 years later. He was asking me on the phone. He gave me a number. But if you take medicine, it goes down almost to zero. And number three, if he uses a condom, it's almost impossible for it to be transferred. And there are thousands of couples who are using condoms. And it's almost impossible for it to be transferred to spit. That's not like what they call the kissing disease. This is not one of those. Right, so therefore, he says that's just it's a legend. Almost impossible. It's possible. Almost impossible. This is what I wrote to my Gardner in my initial letter, and he's quoting me. I'm the Rav Shlita that he quotes. This is what I wrote to him. Then he came to New York. We had a meeting with four people: Rabbi Gardner, Rabbi Leibish Landesman, he's the one who was the head of the Bezin and Muncie Hall of Rabbonim, myself and Dr. Glatt, the four of us met in Ashul, private meeting, only four people in the room. And he took nice notes from what Dr. Glatt said, giving a whole medical background. HIV positive, he got HSV, I guess he didn't have exactly the right Rosh Tavis. We all know this expression, HIV positive. And the whole discussion over here about what happens in these kinds of cases. So he says, does Rabbi Gartner, even granted the fact that these statistics are so small, nonetheless, he, Rabbi Gartner, answers this woman for having beer with this man, and even yichud is awesome. Page 13. Even yichud is awesome, because it could lead to beer. I don't understand it. Why should it be awesome? Number one, the chances are very small. Number two, we don't even know if he has the disease in the first place. Number three, she can insist on his using a condom. Number four, even assuming that really is usher, it should have been usher, because the chance that chas v'shalom she can get it from him, maybe we should apply, Rabbi Osai, that phrase that by now you know if you did today's Ma'am Makomus, a three-word phrase, we say it in Hallel. What is it? Shomer p'soim Hashem. There are obviously numerous women who are living their lives this way. And Shomer P'soim Hashem. So then Rabbi Gartner throws in Rav Moshe's tshuva that we saw. I think we saw it. about a shatuf for Mishkav Zohar. Did we see that tshuva? I think we did. Did we read it? A guy who's homosexual. So, Rav Moshe writes a tshuva, a homosexual man. No woman in the world would ever want to go near such a guy. He prefers being with men than with her. Oi, oi, oi. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. And he says, the same should apply to a man who would rather go to a Zayna than he prefers Zaynas to her. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. Rabbi Sai, Hachush Makish. B'mchilas Kvod Rabbi Gar. We know many individuals, some of them very high profile, who stay with their man, even though we know the man is in, what's the guy's name, DSK? That gives Rosh Tavis. All right, and Namachil gives Rosh Tavis. Or what about the President of the United States of America, whose wife now occupies a very high office in this country, right? Very high office in this country, and she stood by her man, even though he was, yeah. So and they don't find it disgusting. I saw quotations with Asia's DSK. By the way, DSK is not Jewish, despite the fact that he has two Jewish names. I'm told that his mother is not Jewish. Makes it a little bit, you know. It's not true?
I think
he's Jewish.
He is
Jewish?
He had a Jewish wedding that right up at the time started.
Doesn't mean that he was Jewish. I was told that his wife...
So, like the French Jewish community, it was like, I don't know, maybe...
Yeah, I know. Again, check it out. Okay, go. Check it out if his mother's Jewish. It's terrible anyway. He has a Jewish name. It's a Chil Hashem. It's terrible. What's the matter? His mother's Catholic, right? Oh, that's all right. There you go. There you go. Online. Everything's online. Thank you. So he's not really Jewish, but still terrible. The Jewish name is a terrible thing. So I read in the papers that his wife said, his wife's some kind of actress, I don't know who's wife is. There was nothing wrong with him, he doesn't star, it's his business. So Rabbi Gart, the Mechilas Kvotar also, I think this lady, if DSK would go to Mishkav Zohar, she probably would walk out, she would walk out of him, I think. Although I'm not even sure if that's true anymore nowadays. Rabbi Moshe writes, there's a Dover Poshet. No one ever stay with someone who prefers going to Mishkav Zohar. I don't know. I have to do research on that. But as matter said, the world has gotten so crazy that although Rav Moshe sounds to us to be completely logical, I'm not 100% sure even that's true. But certainly that the guy hangs out with a Zionist, there are men who, the guy has to, the Shtaki ate Zahari, could even hang out with a Zionist. I have to really make up, put on more perfume. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's correction. Actually, his father. His mother
was Sephardic. Right? Oh, no.
Yeah,
he is Jewish. Rachmana Litzlan. Maybe I got wrong information. Okay, I'm so... It hurts me so badly. Anyway, but I'm just giving you a mush. Now, we talk about a condom. I had a case more than once I had to follow with Shiloh. I have Taminim or doctors. Baruch Hashem, Taminim or doctors. The Mekadosh and Shemayim Barabbin. But more than once at a Shaila of a doctor who had what they call a pinprick, where somebody, you know, a needle, and there was a little bit of, and the other guy, the person, the patient, either did or may have had AIDS, and there's a small chance, a chas v'chalila, chalila v'chas, that this doctor could contract the AIDS via this blood. It's a very small chance, but it could happen. What does he do with his wife? He's a wife. He's afraid the Khalil of Achaz give her the AIDS. So I called Dr. Glatt right away. I had the shayla. He told me the same thing both times. He said like this, you have to take medicines between 4 and 6 weeks. And once you take the medicine between 4 and 6 weeks, it's almost impossible for the wife to get anything, even if he, Khalil al-Bakhas, had something. What do you do in the interim 4 to 6 weeks? So that's what we have to talk about in the next series of Shiurim. Is a condom or something like that permissible in such a circumstance where the otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, the wife can get killed as a result. Khalil al-Bakhalil. So that's the discussion we'll discuss, Mr. Shem. So you see, me'inyan le'inyan, but also inyan. This is seamless transition from one sugya to the other. Mamish, right here. Can that yeshiva bacher, tzaddik, who's now a doctor, can he use a condom for those 4 to 6 weeks until the risk of his giving it to his wife reduces to a very, very almost zero risk after 4 to 6 weeks of medicine. Oh. So now, that's his main thrust. So now we come to page 17, 18. We discuss the following very serious question. But you have to leave immediately. Ramosh, we saw Ramosh's chuvas. You have to leave right away. In this particular case, perhaps she didn't leave the split second that she found out what's going on. But that may undo the possibility of Kiddush Etos, even if otherwise it would exist. He says as follows. In our case, a number of days passed. Maybe she can no longer say Mekach Tos. Number one. Ramosha's source is Choshen Mishpat Reish Lamed Beis Gimel. What does it say over there? He found a mum, he didn't know about it, he came back after many years. Mekach Tos. Fuhu shelo yishtamesh b'mekach acha sheyoda b'mum. If you used it, it's mocho ben yocho lahavzim. Okay? Fine. And so too, if you could have discerned it earlier, it's mechila and the mekach is kai. What do you see? In the case where shtikos was mechila, if you knew about it from before, Rabosai, you could have known about it. But shtika itself is not a mechila if you found about it afterwards. Only shimusho b'mekach, which is the proof of the mechila. So what Ramosha said, mashashos ha'etzlo liyachas ha'nodolo, have a begetter ishtamsha b'mekach, that's only kshashos ha'etzlo mamish. Either means pshuto nivalo, she lived with him physically after discovering the mum. Or al koponim at the very least, Shoa so etzlo ubrishuso, shenoaga bo minag isha lebaila. She conducted herself as a normal wife to her husband, even if she didn't have physical relations. The zagufa mashalo asvaso, have a begeder asias masa ishtamishes bepo. But in our case, the case that he's describing, the Rabbi Gartner, Shalita, the minute she found out about this nus, what did she do? She was lo also some ma'isa sheyochol isparish ke quote hishtamesh b'mekach. She never conducted herself as a wife from the moment that she found out about this. No, she ran away right away. She ran away right away, etc. Fine. This is in page 17 and 18 in this truth. And more than that, why did she even wait a little bit to try to find out the truth? Maybe it's not true. Maybe they're fashmutzing her husband, it's not true. So she even says she got in touch with her husband without her parents knowing about it. He should try to defend himself. And she says to him, you have to believe because you're my wife. She said to him, you have to provide evidence that you're innocent. And he said what he said. She checked that, found he was lying through his teeth. And therefore, she said, goodbye, I'm out of here. You haven't defended yourself. And she realized that it's true. And she was really Ms. Roya Zonis from before the marriage and through the marriage. She no longer got in touch with him. Therefore, she never accepted him as such. Okay. And the same thing applies to the culture of Yecheskel Abramsky in the tshuva we mentioned in Eretz Poskim, that he has no koach gavra, but she didn't leave him right away because she was trying to maybe have a refuah, as long as the possibility of a refuah, so she didn't leave him. Okay, so she was, didn't leave him. Remember we saw the Tosis Rabosai Samachem at base. What did it say over there? 3 or 4 years in some kind of a situation. So this is what it says, Rabbi Osei, in this tshuva over here. We are now going to spend a few minutes, 15 minutes, I'm going to try to finish this, in my correspondence with Rabbi Gartner. It's not found in either of these tshuvas. This is, again, one in Elul and one in Kislev. And now, I hope I have it with me, I have my correspondence with Rabbi Gartner, which was in the month of Adar of that year, of Tavshin Sam of Gimel. Find it. It was a number of letters back and forth. In Adar. One minute, please. So many things here, I'm not sure if I have it with me. I hope I do. This is, yes, other. This is the number of letters, Rabbi Osai. I wrote a letter, there were two others I hear. A letter I wrote, Chav Gimel, other Aleph, Toshin Samav Gimel. And then another letter, Chav Vav, other Aleph, Toshin Samav Gimel. And he wrote me back, Ches, other Beis, Toshin Samav Gimel. So three letters, I wrote him two letters, and he wrote me back a letter. And if we have, I'll try to finish these letters in the next few minutes. This is only a few pages. All the letters together are only four pages. Not one of those 28 or who knows how many pages Chuvas that he wrote. This is short, brief correspondences. So I suggested as follows. When do we say, Rabbi Osai, Kol Bo'el Lo Yishuvun is Kiddushei Tos, which means, Rabbi Osai, when it's dependent upon Bechira Chavshis, the guy goes in the church, he can go back from the church. What? He can go back from the church. He can do tshuva. So the Rashi and Daf Yudzayin of Odazar and the Sri Deyesh say, but since the chance of his doing tshuva is so small, it's considered to be a new development, presumably less than 10%. I wrote a Mirshen and Matsui, and I say, I wonder what is the statistics of people who are involved in Znus. Rabbi Gartner, in his original tshuva, wrote that he thinks that Znus is the same as Minus, and it's hard to get out of it. And he wrote me back in his tshuva back to me in Sifkot and Gimel, and he wrote what I wrote. Soda Katari, he says, he's talking about me. Shetzorach Levar Heite Veitzel HaMumchin Shachain Kimat of Su Sikuyov Lihigomel Eipam Mitfus Hisnagus Hazeh. It's almost impossible for him to get rid of this habit of going to Beis HaZoinus. The Rak Bechi Agav, the Tziskayim, Gama Nakuda Hashniya Hanal, what I call Kobola Yoshuva. And I said 10%. He says, Eini Nechnech Na'achuz HaMaduyuk. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly 10%, but you're certainly right, he says to me, it's about 10%. Adraba, She'achlitu Gedoli Torah, Be'oros Hilchos Elu, L'lochol Amais, if 10% is the cutoff word or not. And what's more important, if you ask me, is ask the psychologists or the experts in these addictions, what percent of people get out of this kind of habit? I have the information. I got the information last week. Yep. I will tell you my source. I don't keep anything secret, but not today. Tune in tomorrow. I'll tell you my source. Or maybe we'll get to it. We'll see. I have a source. The expert in the field did research. He didn't give me an answer. He went and did research and called me back. I think it's happened on Wednesday or Thursday of last week. I'm not sure which day. Okay, this is point number one. So we're fundamentally in agreement. List in Mizuyan Rabosai. He quotes the rhyme from that I told you about the armed robber who was gonna be killed one day or another, says Rashbam. I responded, that's no proof. Why? Kilas Yaakov, Yavam Simon Memdalid. You can't compare Kiddushin to a Mecher. You're allowed to hide a chesaron that your father's a guy, because there's no other person in the world like him, as opposed to a house and an animal and an eved. The modern world is saying that they're strong enough to pick up heavy weights. So therefore, since there are thousands of them, I don't want to get involved in an eved who has this propensity to be an armed robber. So if this refutes the proof, and this also refutes Rabbi Lazarus when brought a proof, from a Suffolk Trafer to a Suffolk AIDS. Because they said that we didn't even know that he had AIDS. So therefore, I said, no one's going to want to buy a Kuvyustus, a list of Mizuyan, even though it's a Baal Bechira, what Malal Atzal has also wrote. But a man and a woman, the Toli Bechain, who feigns favor in your eyes, and now it should be Landisman Taina that no woman in the world would ever marry a man who has AIDS, Hachush Machish. He said you wouldn't even marry Suffolk AIDS. We know people get married, marry Vada AIDS. Uke Edu Social Dr. Glatt Neroyor. Elamai, you want to say that this girl wouldn't be married to this guy? This particular girl? Because she's a Beis Yaakov girl? That's a question of the Sadat of the Berech Lashirim. We had that in the Otra Poskim, if you remember. Similar Mates of Kotlam and Beis Oschav Test, the very last one. That's a Machlokos Rashi told us in Yud Aleph and Kiddushin. The Sadat of the Berech Lashirim. That's why I ended my first letter here in page one of Adar. He writes back to me. He says, no, it's Sivkot and Dalit. All he means to prove from the Raya from Kuvyustus and this the Mezuyah and the armed robber, he's just trying to prove that it's possible to have a Kepeda even if it's future oriented. We hear the problem with the armed robber is not that he's past armed robberies, but it's future armed robberies for which he may be apprehended and put in jail and ultimately killed. Enochinami, he says, no proof that the woman's going to be a makbid in the case of marriage, because marriage may be different. He's trying to prove the principle that there can be a kepeda on a future event when it comes to buying and selling slaves, which may or may not be relevant, he concedes, with respect to marriage. Fine. So he quotes me at the end what I just said about the Rabbi Landesman. This girl wouldn't have married, I bought the Otzer Aposkim, up to page 4, the final Sifkotten Hay of his correspondence to me. So he says as follows. So it depends upon the percentages, and she can insist that he use a condom, etc., 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 etc. So he writes as follows. That may be true in principle if he takes his medicines. But this guy, we can't trust him to take the medicines. He's hiding everything from the wife. So since he's such a sneaky guy, he's not going to take the medicines. So all Dr. Glatt's AIDS won't work. That being the case, he won't take his medicines. He's not reliable. She'll have no choice but to separate from him. Not only from Chayishus, but even make Kirvoso Yom Yom. Either because that it'll be transferred to her through the normal daily life, which we said before is Kamat impossible. Or Even more so, because lemaisa bal yesh lo gvuras anashim, im tisnag imo bechibo v'kirva kistam isha v'ayla, rak tenasa d'imona mechayishus atzma, v'varei shesofo l'spatos elav mayer me'ol gam mechayishus, u'kfachos v'dechlal sakona, shum isha regila lo taskin l'dover zeh. And so we asked Dr. Glatt, we asked him, what would you be yad to a woman like this? Should she get involved in the situation? His first response was, I don't remember his exact language, but remember the general, he tricho lios mishugas, afilu lachshav al dover kazeh. Aye, what about a woman who is mishugas? And he said what he said to treat her with medicines, v'chule, 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 v'chule. Therefore, he thinks that it's a kiddush etos. I don't know if it's true. A, he can do tshuva. B, she can insist on a condom. Okay. But now comes my second letter, which he quotes. And I'd like the Talmidim here to participate as well in this idea. I quoted my second letter as follows. I quoted the stipler. The stipler says that a man's not required, a woman's not required to necessarily reveal all women, as long as the threshold is so high, has to be such a serious mum that he or she would leave even after they were married and ask for a divorce. So I'm asking you, Rabbi Osaim, I'm asking you, Talmidim, if you had a Chalila V'chas, a sister, who would be involved in the situation, whether it was her husband who was known to be a tzaddik from birth, a chosra ma'ula, turns out he's a Moshe Berucho, using the Rambam's terms. What do you mean Moshe Berucho? We find out now that Nebuch, when he was 17 and 18 years old, he frequented the Beis HaZonos. And now he's clean. He's clean for 5 years. Clean. He never told your sister that this happened. He was found out 2 years after they're married. So I want to vote. Who would tell the sister to leave? And who would tell the sister to stay? And if you say nothing, so don't raise your hand. That's probably what most of us would say, nothing. But she'd ask you advice. Again, the guy was a yeshiva bacha. We thought it was a chosin, a meula. And it turns out he's a moshel berucho. That means he had a stark yetzahara and he conquered it. But he sinned when he was at, 18 years old. He sinned. Now he's 23. Married for a year or two. And he had to discover his sordid past. He said, yeah, chatasi visi pashati. Chatas nereinam shen al tizkor. We say the slichas every single day. Who would say to leave? Who would say to stay? More say stay than leave. When I did the same poll in my shir, we learned ksubis 9 years ago, or 8 years ago, Tavshin Samar Gimel. It's going on 9. Most people said to leave. But you know why? Why should you said leave. Why? Why should you leave?
Because, it doesn't sound like he's such a good person.
If
he's not
tolerant. Oh, Tazai! Thank you so much. All the guys who said to leave, you know why? Not the aveir itself. That he fooled her. Ah, chutz with a fool this way. Now I ask you the following question. Let's imagine he'll come with you, with your sister, with me, and we'll take a trip to Rehov Rashbam to visit the stipler. And the stipler said, Rebbe, I asked you 5 years ago, when I got married 2 years ago, I asked you, I have to reveal this. And you answered me. If the mum is so bad that the girl would leave because of the mum after marriage, you have to reveal it. And if not. So I did my homework, and I found out that people who marry men, and they find out later that the man was, how do we say today, sexually active before his marriage, and she didn't know about it. Most people don't leave. We had whole discussions, depending on the role of Amir Tamotzi, in which direction. We had a whole pilpul about this. So Rabbi Kanievsky said, I don't have to reveal it. So why are you such a bad guy all of a sudden? He finally, Das Torah. So I wrote to Rabbi Gardner, it's a vicious cycle. This is what I wrote to him in my letter. I said, I asked the boys in my shir, and they said, they said, there's no AIDS, leave out AIDS. They said they would tell her to leave. But the reason why they said to leave is because he fooled her. And I called the Pitzchit Shuvah, Simulam and Chesif, Kot and Yudalit. According to the stipler, let's say a guy was unfortunately had some activity in his youth. And he chose a tshuva. Maybe the stipler would tell him, you don't have to tell anybody. And if she would find out and complain, she'll bring him to the stipler. Utechal tulunasa me'olav, I call it the paraphrase in the pasuk. So we go into a vicious cycle. His obligation to reveal it depends on her kpeda, when she finds out about it. But her kpeda, in turn, depends in large measure on the fact that he didn't keep, fulfill his obligation of disclosure. So you go around in a circle. This is what I wrote to Rabbi Gardner, my second letter and other. Yes, sir.
He should only not tell her if he's 100% confident there's no way she could find out. But if he knows she might find out, then he's better off that he does tell her.
He may be better off, but he took his chances and he lost. But he didn't have to tell her. According to this. Yeah.
Stipler would say, Chachila shouldn't tell her. He'd say, if he doesn't want to.
No, the stipler is passed. You don't have to say. Again, I don't put words in the stipler's mouth about a guy who was active with girlfriends. And he didn't say that. He's talking about a case of a guy with a physical blemish, which in some ways maybe is even more problematic. The whole thing over there, and he's comparing it to the father being a goy. I don't know what he would say in this case, but my guess is, if he took a poll of individuals, they might, the majority maybe wouldn't leave. I don't know. Maybe you need 90% that would leave. I don't know. We spoke about it before. He writes me back, I've got it, page 4, last page. He writes me back as follows. And what I said, I asked Talmidim, no, in your case, I agree with you. But that's only the case where he'd sinned with a girl when he was 18, and now he's 22, and he's 23, you find out that he sinned at 18. He agrees with me. Yes, he agrees with me. There would not be a, he couldn't say Kiddush Yitzchak, because the stipler might have told him not to say anything. But in this case, it's different. Why? Because in this case, not just that he hid his deeds when he was 18. No. No rabbi would allow him to hide it from her. Why? Because he kept doing it. He kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And even though right now, the month before the wedding, is clean. Korov levadai shemasav l'sha'ova yamshichu gam al abo. That's Rabbi Gardner's assumption. are his facts right or are his facts not right? So Rav Elsai, tomorrow, before we get to the new, I want to get to the new Yom tomorrow a little bit, but I have tomorrow share the first half. It's going to be unbelievably exciting. It's going to be this case, but before I get to discuss the facts of this case, I have my other case. I don't know if I told you about it. Did I tell you about my case where a couple came with me to where there was a question of a Mishkav Zohar? Did I tell you about that question? I don't think I told you about that case. That's what we're going to start tomorrow, Shia. That's even though, in some ways, a wilder case. Also involves hundreds of thousands of dollars at the end. We'll be netted tomorrow. We'll start with that case and go back to the facts of these situations. And then we'll start the second half of your days in the second half of this year. Who knows?